sack. I got all of that. TNT, man, I got recover. I must throw in bread, I top them with butter. Boy, undercutters, coaching in the base. Live on now, you don't want to wait. Doing interviews, players in their crew. Coverage for you, better than the news. And it worked too, cause I'm all in it. First name Terrence, last name Bennett. And it's not a gimmick, it's just me being me. That's that TNT. It's just me being me. That's that TNT. Yeah. TNT.
You are now tuned into TENT Sports Podcast with Terrence Bennett. Sports all day, every day.
Bring it in now.
Let's get it. Get it.
TENT Sports, keep doing your thing. Cam Jordan, New Orleans Saints defensive end.
Wow, what's up, y'all? It's your boy D1, man. I'm really coming on here to co-sign my man, you hear me? TNT Sports with the podcast, you hear me? Support that man.
Good Monday morning to each and every one of y'all today. This is TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 27, getting closer and closer to 30. But before we get started, though, I want to let y'all know my social media platforms again. My Instagram is Mr_T_ENT_Sports. My Gmail, if you ever want to reach out to me, is TNTSports14@gmail.com. And my Twitter is @T_ENT_Sports. And, of course, my Facebook is T-ENT_Sports. Now, again, you can download the Podbean app as well on iOS or Android. Google Play, and you can get every episode I done did from now to the beginning, from now to back, and from back then to now. Also, I'm on iTunes, the Apple Podcast, so please go subscribe for me. Do that for me, man. Definitely give y'all wristbands if y'all do that. Let me know if you subscribe. Also, man, I partnered up with Lyft, and my referral code is TNT Sports. So use that, get some money off your rides, man. Only for new passengers only. So I just want to throw that out there for y'all, man. But anyway, we've been going to jump into it. I got a nice show lined up for y'all today. A lot of stuff been going on, man. A lot of positive stuff been going on, man. So let's go and get into this TNT episode number 27. So first up, man, we'll talk about the Houston Texans. The players considered a walkout over Bob McNair comment. Now, if you haven't heard what Bob McNair said, you need to look it up, but I'm going to get into it and explain what happened and what the players want to actually walk out over what his comment was. But anyway, some of the Texan players considered staging a walkout following a comment by team owner Bob McNair that compared NFL players to inmates. So that was the source that came from ESPN. About 10 players, including Pro Bowl wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, left the facility Friday. The source said that a source from Adam Schefter from ESPN was told that Hopkins' absence from practice was directly related to McNair's comment. Running back Deonta Foreman also did not go to practice as well, over the quote, sources told ESPN. So most of the players who left returned to the facility, the source said, and the remaining players were talked out of the protest by the coaching staff. When it happened, there's 1,000 emotions going through your mind, left tackle Dwayne Brown said. Obviously, one of the emotions is to leave the building immediately, but they decided to go to work anyway. The situation was not over. It's something that will be revisited and talked about over and over again, but they went to practice anyway. But Texans coach Bill O'Brien said Hopkins had taken a personal day. And what O'Brien said about that was he was 100% sure. With these players, O'Brien said, I love these players. I love the coaching staff. We will show up in Seattle and play. We will play very hard. Seattle is a great football team with a great coaching staff, but we will be there when the ball is kicked off in Seattle. O'Brien said he expects Hopkins to be on the team playing to fly to Seattle on Saturday, and that's the wide receiver will play Sunday against the Seahawks, which was yesterday. And they issued a public apology Friday following an ESPN the magazine report that McNair said, we can't have the inmates running the prison during last week's owners meeting, in reference to our ongoing players' demonstrations during the national anthem. I regret that I used the expression that McNair said in a statement. I never meant to offend anyone, and I was not referring to our players. I used a figure of speech that was never intended to be taken literally. I would have never characterized our players or our league that way. I do apologize to anyone that was offended by it. So, and now people trying to say that's like kind of like what Donald Sterling did, but which it is, and at least he is apologizing for it. But if you go back and look at the game on Sunday yesterday, the Houston Texans took a knee over what he said. So basically, the whole team, they were like one or two players that didn't take a knee. So I think they're going fourth with it, but I think they all go still standing on it. And I think a couple players like DeAndre Hopkins still kind of iffy about it. So we're going to see what happens. I'll keep y'all updated on that. But next up, we're going to move on with Marshawn Lynch. You know, I posted a video with him practicing with a high school team. And now he's saying it violated state rules. Now, you know, he's been suspended. He got suspended one game, so he took a break. Well, he didn't take a break. He got suspended, so he had one game suspension. So he went and practiced with a high school team. Now, it says a violation. So the organization that oversees the high school football in California tells TMZ Sports that the Oakland High School that allowed Marshawn Lynch to participate in a full contact practices violated state rules. Lynch posted the video himself showing the 31-year-old running back running over and being tackled by members of the OTHS football team during the Wednesday's practice. The problem, the school isn't allowed to let grown men who aren't students hit or get hit by students. The California Federation officials pointed out that rule only 9th through 12th grade students may practice with or compete on a high school team. The Oakland Unified School District issued a statement saying Marshawn's participation in the practice did not comply with Oakland Athletics League's rules and regulations. Site administrator did not receive prior notice that Lynch would be attending an after-school practice. So once they found out, they and the league commissioner promptly reminded all of the OUSD coaches of the bylaws and took appropriate measures. Commissioner Alfonso Powell, as we take these rules very seriously, as the safety and well-being of our students athletes is our foremost concern. Obviously, playing with Marshawn must have been awesome. Now, that's what the kids said. The kids were stoked about it. The players were. But the issue for the CIF ultimately comes down to safety. One of the school's official told them that the school could be punished for incident, possible suspension, etc. But so far, no discipline has been handed out yet. So all that has came from TMZ Sports. That was reported by TMZ Sports. Now, I got a video with him during the practice, man. He getting tackled, he trucking guys. You know, that had to boost them guys up. How Beast Mode out there, man. Beast Mode number the big old kid himself, man. But go check out my social media. I got a video posted up with him practicing with the guys on his one-game suspension. But anyway, we'll move on to the Steelers wide receiver Martavius Bryant targeted twice in wins, and he wants out. Pittsburgh receiver Martavius Bryant appeared to reinforce his trade request on social media late Sunday, calling out rookie Juju Smith-Schuster and urging Pittsburgh Steelers to give me what I want. What he wants is clear. He wants out. A source close to Bryant said point blank. Bryant was tagged on a comment from an Instagram post by fantasy football counselor pointing out how Bryant didn't get the ball on a play intended for Antonio Brown for Steelers 29-14 win over Cincinnati. And the source for that article was Jeremy Fowler from ESPN. He's a staff writer with them. All right, next up, Jacksonville Jaguars signed Telvin Smith to a 4-year extension. Well deserved, man. Well deserved. Not a shock. I knew he was going to get the extension. So congrats to him. Kudos. All right, moving on. Cowboys cut ex-Giant DeMontre Moore, one of the two Dallas players who continued to raise his fist at the end of the national anthem. So DeMontre Moore, he wants to continue his national anthem protest. He have to do so with a new team. The Cowboys released Moore in order to make room to sign kicker Mike Nugent. The team announced Wednesday. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has publicly stated he believes all players should stand for the national anthem, and recently said he believes anthem protests are hurting the NFL. While no Cowboy players has kneeled or sat down during the anthem, Moore was one of the two players who continued to raise his fist at the conclusion of the Star Spangled Banner in recent weeks after Jones previously talked to players and explained his feelings on that matter. And my question is, what would happen if Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott or even Dez Bryant make that move, take a knee or raise their fist during the national anthem? So we'll see what happened with that. I mean, like I said, that's the question. You can go on my social media and comment what you believe, what you think would happen with those guys if they made that move, Dez Bryant, Ezekiel Elliott, or Dak Prescott, to make that same move and see what happened with them. I don't think they're gonna have it. It's gonna take one of them major guys to make a move and see what happens. Because, I mean, if you're in the business of winning, you ain't gonna stun it. But I don't know. It's all about politics. So we'll see what happens with that, man. I hope DeMontre Moore get another job somewhere, man, and don't be blackballed in the NFL like Colin Kaepernick was. But anyway, man, we're finna take a quick break. We gonna jump to the New Orleans Saints segment next. So we'll be right back after this break. This is TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 27. Good morning.
You are now tuned into TENT Sports Podcast with Terrence Bennett. Get the latest sports all day, every day. Bring it in now. Let's get it. Get it.
Welcome back to TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 27. Now I'm finna get to the New Orleans Saints. Who that nation stand up? Who that go Saints? First off, but the Saints got the W against the Chicago Bears yesterday. The final score was 20-12. Now the Saints are 5-2. That's their record now. The Saints haven't been won five games straight since 2013, man. Like I said, man, how you start, how you finish. They starting to look like the 2009-10 Super Bowl Saints, man. Hey, I'm just throwing that out there, man. But anyway, we're going to get more into the Saints, but I just had to throw that out there, man. Them boys are playing great football, man. That defense look amazing. Real quick shout out to Marshawn Lattimore, man. That guy's giving everything he have in the backfield, man. So I'm proud of him, man. I'm glad we got him here. Major contributors, man, to the defense. So definitely big shout out to Marshawn Lynch, man, and the whole Saints defense and offense, man. But anyway, first off, Saints Delvin Bro had a birthday on the 25th, which was Wednesday. So happy late birthday to Delvin. Now the Saints are first place still in the NFC South, but there's still a lot of football to go in the season. And next up, the New Orleans Saints extended a winning streak to a 4-game Sunday after defeating the Packers 26-17 at Lambeau Field. Now, at 4-2, at starting 0-2, the Saints also moved into first place in the NFC South. Now, I didn't know that defensive tackle Tyler Davidson said the reaction is to keep grinding, keep going. It's still early in the season. We're only 6 games in, and we have 10 more to go. So we just need to not be complacent, not to be satisfied where we are right now, because there's still a lot of season to go. Coach Sean Payton, who admitted he is proud of the Saints, realistically, and emphasized the importance of not getting too far ahead. And they're keeping that mindset, which played on to them going to playing Chicago yesterday. Now they got Tampa Bay next, so they got to keep that same momentum and keep it moving, man. They're going to be okay, though, man. Who that nation? Anyway, but it's funny, man. Sean Payton blessed his team and gave them gifts. Well, his gift to them was getting them pedicures at the practice facility for winning the games, obviously. So they got them all pedicured, man, so you can go look on the videos. Even Mark Ingram got on his page where they all getting videos and stuff like that. It's a good time to be in New Orleans, man. It is a great time to be in New Orleans right now. But anyway, man, I got a clip of Mark Ingram, man. Mark Ingram invited two fans, Ty Frutch and John Hartman, that he did the Lambeau Leap with after his touchdown last week. I think it was last week. Hartman invited Frutch to the Saints Packers game to lift his spirits, as Frutch is a Baton Rouge native, is battling colon cancer. Ingram gave him a signed jersey and the ball he scored a touchdown with. The two will also be at tomorrow's Saints and Bears game, which was yesterday. Just reading that out. But anyway, let's check that out, man. It's TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 27. Good morning.
That was crazy. I was like, it was meant to be, because, like, I was like, man, it would be cool to do a Lambeau Leap, right? And then, like, you look right, like, man, there's, like, no safe space. And I was just, like, running back, and I saw you guys, I'm like, I'm going.
I was wondering how y'all, how'd y'all, you just see us? Or did you hear us?
I was just, I was running back with the guys, and like, I just saw like both of you guys like, I'm coming, I'm like, I'm going.
That's surreal.
I was like, I was like,
it was crazy.
Yeah, man.
It was crazy, man. This is the ball, too.
Yeah. Was it really?
Yes, sir. That's what you too, man. Yeah, man.
Alright, that was Mark Ingram doing his thing as usual. Like I said on my social media, man, Mark Ingram is a class act. Not just even Mark Ingram, the whole Saints organization. They're a class act, man. Like, they do so much for the community, man. So definitely salute to them guys for doing what they're doing, being a positive attribute to the city, man. We're going to take another quick break. And we'll come out with Terrence Quick Facts. So it's TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 27. Good Monday morning.
You are now tuned into TENT Sports Podcast with Terrence Bennett.
Get the Lakers.
Sports all day, every day.
Bring it in now. Let's get it. Get it.
All right, welcome back to TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 27. Now we're back with Terrence Quick Facts, so we'll go ahead and jump into it. New Orleans Pelicans, DeMarcus Cousins played big against his former team, Sacramento Kings, by racking up 41 points, 23 rebounds, and 6 assists. Now, DeMarcus Cousins handled business that game. You didn't see that? I posted a couple clips on my social media, so definitely feel free to check that out, man. DeMarcus Cousins come with a vengeance. I think he replied that he's glad he got traded to New Orleans, man, and he's making a lot of noise here, and I'm glad to have him here. And also, against the Cavs, he did his thing, man, so he had a triple-double. So definitely making a lot of noise here in New Orleans. Alabama raised DeMarcus Cousins, if you will, my home state. Yeah, the Pelicans looking real good right now, man. We'll get more into the Pelicans, but anyway, now if you're familiar with Zatarain's, the New Orleans company that's known for their delicious rice, jambalaya, etc., they will be the new sponsors for the Pelicans, and their logos will be on their jerseys, left side of their jerseys, I think. So I have the jersey pictures with the Zatarain logo on my social media page. Go check it out. You can see the jerseys. I think you can buy them. They like authentic jerseys, but you know they got that's an ad sponsor. Zatarain, the ad sponsor for like the NBA is sponsored by Nike. Now they all got ad sponsors. So you can go check all those out. The different teams got different ones, like the Boston Celtics, General Electric. The Cavs, they good year, and the Lakers are the Wish Foundation, I think. So it's just a couple different ones, so you can check them all out, see who's with who. And also, the Pelicans signed former Atlanta Hawk and Houston Rocket Josh Smith. That was a great move. He only scored 2 points against the Cavs. I think he played only 7 minutes, but hey, he's a good attribute to the team. Now I'm gonna say this real quick about the Pelicans. The Pelicans are playing good ball. And they're playing good ball because AD was hurt. So AD to get back on the court to do his thing like that, it was good. And Rondo's still out on injury as well. He just had successful surgery so not too long ago. So he should be coming back hopefully soon. And he's going to be another attribute to the team. Jameer Nelson also is doing a fantastic job, man. He's making a lot of noise as well. So we got Jameer Nelson like last week, and now we got Josh Smith. So Pelican trying to make a statement. And like I posted on my video on Instagram and Snap, that the Saints and the Pelicans, they basically are the same franchise. One just football and one just basketball. If you think about it, their basketball court, the Smoothie King Arena, and the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, they right there by each other. They have the same owner. They practice at the same practice facility in Metairie, they do both of their practices. So it's a lot of winning together, man. It's a lot of winning attitudes all around that situation. So I mean, it just worked like that. The Saints doing their thing right now, Pelicans doing their thing right now. I hope they keep it going, man. And like I stated on my video, it's a good time to be in New Orleans right now, man. Being part of Who That Nation, Take Flight Nation, Pelican Nation, Saint Nation, whatever you call it, man. But hey, it's a good time to be in New Orleans. I can't repeat that enough. But still going to the Pelicans, the Cleveland Cavs head coach Tyronn Lue, which played LeBron, started him as a point guard, and I think he played point guard against the Pelicans too, but Tyronn Lue started him as point guard like 2 games ago, I think. Like a modern, so he's playing like a modern day Magic Johnson, if you will. LeBron, he's a jack of all trades. He can play any position on the floor. So, you know me, I love Shannon Sharp. Diehard Shannon Sharp fan. Ever since he got with Undisputed with him and Skip on Fox Sports 1, man, you know I gotta put what his opinion is. It matters a lot because we think the same. I would definitely love to do something with Shannon Sharp one of these days. And he was a hell of a football player too at the wide receiver position. So, he's a LeBron fan like I am. Like I said, I'm a LeBron fan, but I'm a Pelicans team fan. So real quick, I'm gonna check in, let y'all listen to Shannon Sharp on Fox Sports 1 Undisputed talk about how LeBron playing the one position, as well as all the positions he can play. So let's check in, man. It's TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 27. Good morning. Gentlemen, welcome back to TNT Sport Podcast, episode number 27. That was Shannon Sharp speaking his piece about his favorite player, like my favorite player, LeBron, playing the one position, as well as all the positions on the court. He can play any position. LeBron does it all, man. But anyway, man, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more TNT Sport Podcast, episode number 27, and Terrence Quick Facts. So let's take a quick break. It's TNT Sport Podcast, episode number 27. Good morning.
Sports Podcast with Terrence Bennett. Get the link. Sports all day, every day. Bring it in now. Let's get it. Get it.
Okay, we back with more Terrence Quick Facts. So let's go and get back to it. Now, if we're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick again, he does something big. They can't hold him down. He's steady progressing. The good he's doing is definitely outweighing the bad. So he's not doing anything bad, but he's doing good. He's steady growing. Anyway, Colin Kaepernick lands a $1 million book deal, which is big news for the former San Francisco quarterback. So congrats on that, man. I can't wait to see what the book will be about. I'm definitely going to cop it, man. I became a heavy reader all of a sudden. You know, I got Charlamagne the Guy book and Kevin Hart book. So I'm starting to read more, man, which is good for the brain, man, the vocabulary. So definitely kudos to Colin, man. And I wish him nothing but more success. Hope he can get back in the league, man. Like I told Ben from BS3 Sports, if the CFL offered him, I don't see why they haven't offered him yet. You know, let him get back in the league like they gave Trent Richardson a second chance. I would love to see Colin Kaepernick get up. I think it's going to be a team in the NFL give him a chance, man. It's just going to be the right one, the one that you really don't hear about. And I believe it's going to be Jacksonville. So we'll see, because they on fire right now. But we'll see. But anyway, congrats to Colin Kaepernick again. But moving on, former NBA Commissioner David Stern had an interview about medical marijuana, and he said it should be removed from the ban list. So LeBron owned it, so they had like a media day with him, and I think one of the old NBA players interviewed David Stern about that, and that's what he believed. He believed medical marijuana should be removed from the ban list. So, as well as a lot of players, man, they said he was the commissioner during a heavy time in the NBA when it was big on drugs in the NBA. There was a lot of drugs going on in the NBA. So, for him to say that, you know, it's cool. But I really have no comment about that. But it could be a good thing. It's legal in so many states already. So, I don't know. We'll see what happened with that, man. But I think the interview out now on uninterrupted.com or something like that. But I'll keep y'all updated. If I hear it, I'll definitely post it. Moving on. Clemson has bunk beds built for 350-pound players in their nap room. So, they have a nap room. And also, I posted that picture on my social media as well. They color like orange and purple, something like that. So they have an actual nap room. But a lot of these colleges have like different rooms in their facilities. But they have a nap room, which is, I think, is cool. So they got a lot of perks behind playing college football. I promise you that. Now, bouncing back to the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, they got the W against LeBron James and the Cavs on Saturday night. And the final score was 123-101. So, if DeMarcus Cousins, well, Boogie Cousins, and AD, Anthony Davis, and Jrue Holiday keep playing the way they have been playing, LeBron James playing like they've been playing LeBron and Cavaliers, there would definitely be plenty more scenes like that. Now, Cousins had 29 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists, and the Pelicans pulled away for a convincing 123-101 victory over Cleveland on Saturday night. Crazy. And tonight they got Orlando. So, I mean, if they keep playing with this same momentum, man, hey, it's only up from here. Like, back to the Saints, same thing. They keep playing with the same momentum, man. I'm going to keep saying this. I don't really care if y'all don't like it. It's a great time to be in New Orleans right now. I'm telling you, it's a great time to be in New Orleans right now. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Who that take flight. I stand on it. I've been spoke this stuff, man. All teams going to have their downfalls, man. But they will gradually build back up, man. So I think Alvin Gentry doing a fantastic job with these guys, man. You know, you got, like I said, you got Jrue Holiday, AD, Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins. Of course, they got Jameel Nelson now. Now they got Rondo. He's not playing yet. He's not touching the court during the regular season until he get fully healed. Hey, it's nice right now, man. It is nice. Man. So we're going to see what happens, man. So definitely take flight. Smoothie King. Hey, only up from here. All right, next up, Draymond Green and Bradley Beal really got into an altercation the other night when the Warriors took on the Wizards. So I got a video on my social media, a quick clip with them, with that going on, man. It was kind of rough. Draymond jersey got ripped, so it was crazy, man. You know, Draymond, the biggest trash talker, is one of the biggest trash talkers in the NBA, so I'm gonna let y'all listen in to the actual, with it actually going on, so let's check into that real quick. It's TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 27. Good morning. Fight was crazy. They did a lot of more holding and all that, but his jersey got ripped, man. My. Like I said, he had to be quick. Draymond was talking trash. Everybody knows Draymond talk trash, so. But Draymond, an excellent player, man. You can't deny it, you know. But anyway, man, we're gonna take another quick break. Then I'm gonna close the show. TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 27. Good Monday morning.
TENT Sports Podcast with Terrence Bennett. Sports all day, every day. Bring it in now. Let's get it. Get it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it has came to the end of the show, man. It's been real. It's TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 27. I enjoyed y'all, man. Hope y'all enjoyed me as much as y'all enjoy y'all now. Again, my social media platforms, Instagram, Mr_T. _ENT_sports. Holler me on my Instagram, my Gmail. Like I said, if you ever want to reach out to me, it's TNTSports14@gmail.com. My Facebook is T-ENT Sports. Facebook page, and my Twitter is @T_ENT Sports. So definitely hit me up on my social media. And again, download the Podbean app, which is on iOS and Google Play as well. Download that. You can get every episode from the beginning to now, or vice versa. Critique me, do whatever. Support me, man. Like the page, subscribe. Oh yeah, subscribe to my iTunes or Apple Podcasts as well, which is the same thing. It's tied together. But again, definitely check out my iTunes, subscribe. I got the bands, the footballs, stress footballs, and the cups as well. So, and the pins as well. So definitely subscribe, man. I'll definitely get you that, man. I do not mind at all. So, shout out to the city of New Orleans. Like I'm going to keep saying, it's a good time to be in New Orleans right now in the sports world. Just the city in general. Shout out to Alabama again, man. Shout out to God. Forgot about God. Definitely shout out to God. Shout out to the world, man. Shout out to all my supporters. I appreciate y'all taking time, man, out y'all busy schedule listening to me, man, on y'all way to work, school, whatever the case may be. But I appreciate it, man. So we finna close the show out, man. This is TNT Sports Podcast, episode number 27. Salute to y'all. Good Monday morning. Y'all have a good day. Have a good week. Hey, salute again.
Sports Podcast with Terrence Bennett. Get the link. Sports all day, every day. Bring it in now. Let's get it.